It's 11 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and James Carlton has been scouring the newspapers. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. Well, there's a Nielsen poll and a news poll. Often that they split them, so the newspapers, whoever owns the or has the relationship with the polling agency, can sort of get their coverage on a separate day. But they're all out today. That's because of the budget. And the news is that Labor's base rejects the Swan budget. That's the Australian, which means it's the news poll. Labor's electoral base of low-income earners has turned against Wayne Swan's pre-election budget on the grounds of economic management and being personally worse off as a result of the measures announced last week. The Fairfax papers, well, a different take on really what are the same poll numbers. Gillard makes gains despite budget pain. PM's fortunes on the rise. The Canberra Times. The Melbourne Age. Gillard's budget boost. PM catches up to Abbott as preferred leader, but Labor still trailing. And the bottom line is that, you know, the polls are consistently saying what they've been saying for much more than a year, which is that there is a substantial two-party preferred lead to the opposition, and that really is the bottom line. Although, interestingly, Fran, the polls showed there was a clear majority, and this is both polls, two-thirds of the country in favour of abolishing the baby bonus. Now, what happens to the Labor MPs who lose in Western Sydney, should that be the case? Well, Labor life raft, says the Telegraph, a plan for Gillard MPs to enter state politics after Western Sydney wipeout. A string of Western Sydney federal Labor heavyweights will be urged to enter New South Wales politics. This is by the New South Wales Party and the New South Wales opposition if they're defeated at September election. Former Immigration Minister Chris Bowen at the top of the state ALP's wish list, and they even hope him to convince him to become opposition leader to take on Premier Barry O'Farrell. Now, on Friday, we previewed the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest held in Sweden over the weekend, and Breakfast is proud to say we picked all 8 finalists. Denmark crowned the winner, the song Only Teardrops.
Shooting star to guide us. I for an eye. Why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. Do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. So come and face me now. You're on the stage tonight. Let's leave the past behind us. I for an eye. Why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so hard? Look at us now. We only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. But tell me how many times do we win?
Emily DeForest, the voice and the face now of Eurovision 2013. She's from Denmark. That song, Only Teardrops.